Why are you making that noise? Don't make that noise.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
GearWebsites.com is your source for firearms-based playing cards and books. We also have mugs, shirts, and posters with designs that we've made live. Of course, we have patches. Every Friday is Free Patch Friday. We appreciate your support. Thank you for shopping at GearWebsites.com.
And welcome, everybody. Getting back on the road here. Dealing with a different electricity issue and a couple of weeks off. So getting the co-host over here situated, figuring out where the buttons are again. We're back. So let's close out. This is a bunch of stuff I've been watching over here. Really interesting video from Sunny. And then there's a review of the current ATF shenanigans from Forge of Freedom. Been watching that as we get ready for the show here, but I guess we can minimize all that. Just put a little orange background behind the co-host here. He's been sleeping. He just woke up and went in and sniffing mellow, so now he's awake. Maybe he'll stay awake for a little while. Maybe he won't. We'll find out. He ate a little bit of cheese this morning. He earned some cheese today, huh? Yeah, he did pretty good. So he's full of cheese right now, and that we might see a cheese nap here. Anyway, so we're chatting about the co-host, getting my stuff situated here so that we can... Come on, buddy. Let's quit that. Quit it. Quit it. Don't get started on that. Don't be starting on that kind of stuff. He's got his cheese sniffles. He's having some cheese sniffles. Some people say, some doctors, some physicians, dog physicians would say that that is a withdrawal sign for not having enough cheese. But others think that's fake. All right, so what are we doing here? Let's get that off the screen. I don't even think I need that on the screen. We've got Copilot, Gemini, and ChatGPT. But then what we really have going here is our Substack. So let's first throw a link out here to our Substack. How do we get to it? Is this the Substack right here? Yes, it is. It's essentially a blog. It's a place where you can post things, and we use it to use the written part of what we're doing right now when we're doing something on the screen in a live show. This is Substack is where we post the work or the data that we're looking at in this case. All right, so on Tuesdays, we go live to talk about content creation, and... When we're talking about creating content with the focus on the Second Amendment, we've got lots of tools. We have lots of skill sets. We have lots of strategies. And then you get into the different techniques and stuff. So looking at the big picture and, well, I guess I could start it this way. Looking at the big picture and what we've already done, I decided to ask everybody what y'all would like to talk about next. I knew we were going to be off last week. So coming back on this week through a poll up there to say, when we come back, what should we talk about? And the options were travel, Second Amendment content travel, mindset.
You know, keeping us going through this and how to figure out your direction. We've got strategy, which came in last. And then content technology, Second Amendment content technology. So that came in first with 33%, but almost a dead even. In fact, I would suspect out of those votes, that's probably just a few votes that changed these two from being just 100% even. Which is interesting and also frustrating as a person who's looking for a direction to go, but at least we got a direction, right? So thinking about that concept then, the question was, or honestly, so thinking about that topic,
I usually go to the robots and ask the robots some kind of questions,
get some kind of results. From those results, I'll kind of, from those interpretations, how the robots interpret what I asked, I'll figure out if I was clear or not. And if I like their answers or not, I might rephrase the question or ask a different question. Sometimes I figure out it's a waste of time and I start something else. But I often use two or three robots to assist with setting up this show and a couple other shows. Because they're electronic brains at our disposal. Why not use the tools that our enemies are going to be using? Why not use the tools that are available to us? And why not keep moving forward? So instead of just doing all that behind the scenes, what I thought I'd do today is kind of pull back the curtain on that a little bit. So we're talking about content creation technology, and I'm going to use technology to explore one of the ways that I create this show sometimes, you know, one of the ways I create this show. And let's dig in. So we've got three robots out there that I asked the question, came up with. And like I say, this is sort of a snapshot into or a reveal into how one way at least to set up a show like this. So I asked the question, acting as an expert in modern content creation. So that preface there, that qualifier gives the robot the cue, I guess, to do just that, act as an expert. If you go up to someone and say, how do I get to the, I don't know, to Timbuktu, you know, they might say, go east. They might say, get on a bus. You know, they might say, do you have a map? Like, they may ask you what your experience is or how you're getting there. Like, you're going to get a lot of different answers that are all appropriate. So same thing with the robots. They're not magic. You know, they don't just know what's in our head yet. So when we ask them a question, we have to be specific. We have to be, or we don't have to be. We can be specific or we can be real general. And if you go up to somebody and ask a real general question, you better expect a very general answers. They're not going to know if you're asking as a doctor, if you're asking as a taxi driver, or if you're asking as a policeman, which might all have three different, you know, interests in that, or, you know, angles on that question. So I gave it that qualifier, acting as an expert in modern content creation, elaborate on the options and strategies for Second Amendment content creators, or excuse me, for Second Amendment content creation technology. So kind of open at that end. I didn't give it a specific, like, in cameras or, you know, while traveling or anything like that as a qualifier. And that's one strategy to kind of get the ball rolling when you're probing resources, when you're researching, when you're working with a group of people. You know, one way to get the ball rolling is to just start spitballing or throwing things out there. Once you get some ideas or concepts, you might decide, okay, let's go in this direction. And then you kind of drill down in the direction you decide as a group to go into. So that's sort of what I did here, is I sort of threw an open-ended one at them. And instead of drilling down, I figured instead, let's just look at the three answers. And that'll give us hopefully some insight as to how the robots think. Each of the robots is owned by different technology, so they'll work on it a little bit different. And their answers illustrate that. It's obvious in their answers sometimes. I haven't really looked at the answers. All I've done is copy and paste it today. So we're all going to be discovering this stuff essentially together. I have literally not read any of the answers except for copying and pasting them. And I was busy doing that in about 10 minutes. So it's not like I spent a lot of time doing this. So we asked three robots. The first one is ChatGPT, which is owned by OpenAI. So that was that Elon Musk who started OpenAI when he saw what was going on at Google with their AIs or somebody, or maybe it was Microsoft. And it's a really interesting story, but it's its own company, and it's now not necessarily its own company. We'll not get into all that, but so ChatGPT is a standalone run by OpenAI. Then you've got Copilot, which is Microsoft's public version of an AI. And then we got Gemini, which is Google's public option as an AI also. You don't have to have any kind of membership, or maybe you do. You maybe have to log in. You might have to give one of these. ChatGPT I used to pay for. So I am logged into this one. But these, I think you just walk up to them and use them just like a search engine. And you might be able to use ChatGPT like a search engine. I haven't checked that out. But anyway, so that's a little insight into the three robots we use. This is what it looks like when they fight. And let's go in and see when he asked the question. Acting as an expert in modern content creation, elaborate on the options and strategies for Second Amendment content creation technology. So it's a wordy sentence, but you know, the robots, they can understand that. This is what ChatGPT said. So I'll read it. This is mostly a podcast, but if you're listening live, take part in this interactive, you know, nature of the internet. Say, hey, Snob is the only one out there that's a human as far as we know right now. It says puppies and fries. What more could one ask for? Well, this dog is fixated on sour cream right now. So if you want a dog full of sour cream, then you can answer that question. When it comes to creating content around the Second Amendment, technology offers a plethora of options and strategies to engage audiences while navigating the nuances of sensitivities of the topic. Here are some key considerations. The robots like to use words. AR Patriots out there, welcome. Thanks for jumping in. We've got the first of the 8 points that ChatGPT is going to offer here. The first one, video content creation. The next one is podcasting, then social media engagement, blog and article writing, live streaming and webinars, interactive content, community building, compliance and ethics. Now, whenever you ask the robots about Second Amendment stuff, it can get kind of weird. So let's see what it says here. All right, so here are some of the key considerations. Video content creation. Video is one of the most powerful mediums for engaging with audiences. Platforms like YouTube, Vimeo, and even TikTok offer opportunities to create a wide range of content, from educational videos on firearm safety and usage to reviews of firearms and accessories. Utilizing high-quality cameras, editing software, and engaging storytelling techniques can enhance the impacts of your content. So right off the bat, it thinks 2A content is gun content, and it didn't focus this down to Second Amendment at all. And it also suggests Vimeo. Vimeo can suck a butt. Vimeo sucks. They cost money. They charge you. And then when you're guns, they kick you off after they charge you. They pretty much told me after paying for a year membership, like a month or two in, oh, you got guns on here? Even though I've had guns on there since the beginning. They're like, oh, you got guns on here? You're canceled and we're not giving you your money back. It was like $80 or something, but still, F them. So this is not aware advice. This is just the robot chopping up a bunch of word salad and dropping it down and being confidently inaccurate or at least off topic. So, you know, robots are what they are. They're sometimes right. Sometimes they drop shit on the floor. Next one, podcasting provides a platform for in-depth discussions and interviews about Second Amendment issues, gun rights legislation, and related topics. By leveraging podcast hosting platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, creators can reach a broad audience and foster meaningful conversations within the community. So there's nothing wrong with that one. There you go. So, I mean, maybe you have a issue with Spotify, Apple, or Google. You know, there's iHeartRadio and there's ours, which is the one we've been using. Let me go grab it real quick for everybody so we can plug it. The Podbean, and I believe this is the link. Yes. I guess I just drag it over here so everybody can see it. We've been pushing all of these shows up onto the Podbean, and it still gets distributed to iTunes and iHeartRadio and Google and whatnot, and Amazon. But it gives us statistics over here. So if you ever want to join something on a podcast and listen to these things as audio, What podcast services offer is essentially an index or a list of all the different podcasts. And we as podcasters put our stuff up there on a regular basis. And then as a listener, all you have to do is subscribe, just like on YouTube. And then, boom, you have this list of podcasts that are available to you. So we do that. We subscribe to a whole bunch of people, probably about 40 or 60 over on the podcast platforms. I listen to probably 12 of them, I'd say, on a regular basis, probably more than that, actually. But I, we'll just leave that up there, I guess. So anyway, like I say, you could probably have issue with their specific choices here. And keeping in mind, ChatGPT is not connected to the internet. I think if I was paying for it still, it would be connected to the internet, but it's old. It's like September of 22 or 23. I don't remember. I don't keep track of what its last update was, but it was allowed to look at the internet, and then it said, yank, and it took it off the internet, and they said, now you can go be a brain for people. So it's limited, and this might be a factor of that limitation. All right, we'll get on to the next one. Social media engagement. Media platforms like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook can be used to share content, engage with followers, and amplify your message. However, given the potential for content moderation and censorship on these platforms, it's important to adhere to their community guidelines and be mindful of the content you share. That's actually pretty insightful for a robot. So, yeah, I mean, I would hardly have to edit that one. You can almost copy and paste that one. Blogging and article writing, which is essentially we're blogging right now and talking about it. Creating written content in the form of blogs, articles, or opinion pieces allows for a more detailed exploration of Second Amendment issues, legal analysis, and historical perspectives. Publishing on platforms like Medium, Substack, and personal websites can help establish credibility and reach a broader audience. Yep, I'm all about it. And now I'm going to go find out what Medium is all about. I might have heard about it, but I haven't heard anybody I know talk about posting there. But we actually have a paid subscriber on Substack, and this is what we're looking at. It's our Substack. So I want to thank that person and anybody else who we have a whole bunch of people that joined our Substack. I knew that was a thing, but I didn't even know you could subscribe to it. And then Substack said one day said, hey, you got somebody who wants to subscribe. I was like, well, really? So I set up the stuff and sure enough, they subscribed. So thank you very much for that. That's super cool. I didn't even know that was a thing. So if you're welcome to, if you don't like Patreon for some reason, there's lots of people that hate Patreon, even though there's no reason to hate it. It's an awesome platform. If you hate it, then consider jumping over on this Substack. But anyway, Substack has quite a few interesting blogs. I like it personally because I can look at the formatting. You know, I can put up images. I can highlight things. I can make things different types of text. It's almost like one of my own websites. But it's on a platform that shares with everybody. So anyway, I think this was a pretty good one. Another pretty good paragraph from ChatGPT. And one of the reasons we're doing this, you're watching ChatGPT first. Maybe I should have done this one last. They each have their own opinions and their own like way of answering. So we're going to see, you know, you can contrast this or compare this to the answers that the other robots are going to give us. That's the whole point, really. So I'll try to keep moving here. Live streaming and webinars, which is also kind of what we're doing right now. Platforms such as Twitch, YouTube Live, Facebook Live enable real-time interactions with viewers, making them ideal for hosting Q&A sessions, panel discussions, or live demos. Hey, what are we doing? Related to firearms and the Second Amendment. Well, it was good until the end there because it's, again, conflating firearms issues, which are great. You know, those are things. Those are mechanical issues. Those are maybe even societal issues, and the Second Amendment, which is a whole rights thing. It has nothing to do, well, it has something to do with guns, but it's about the possession of the guns and the government's interference with an individual liberty and freedom. It has nothing to do with the mechanics of the firearms or the grip angles or the red dots or the technology. All those are neat, fun conversations to have, but they distract from, you know, when our rights are at risk. So it's frustrating to see the robots not understand the difference there, but because the robots just read the internet and really fast consume it all, chop it all up into a blender and stream out the spaghetti noodle of what we asked or what they think we asked, this is an indication that the internet is still confused. So it's there's reasons for these kind of interactions with these robots. You can ignore this all you want, but you don't think the antis with all their money aren't spent. They don't have people who are experts at this doing this on their side. So if you're even at all interested in this, I urge you to dig into this on our side. All right, so some without the editorial here, I'll move on to interactive content.
Explore interactive content formats such as quizzes, polls, or interactive infographics to engage your audience in a more dynamic way. Platforms like Canva, Adobe, which is not correct. It's Adobe,
It's a different name for it, the Adobe one now.
Or Pick2Chart offer user-friendly tools for creating visually appealing and interactive content.
So Canva and Adobe Express, that's what they call it now. So Adobe just changed their name since the robot was updated. Foss is out there. Oh, I see Ozzy's out there also. Thank you. Welcome. We have Goal coming up here. Let's take a second and go check out the calendar. We're Gun Websites because we have a bunch of websites out there. One of the websites is guncalendars.com. And when you go up to guncalendars.com and click on the events for 2024, we'll see the iGold.
Wait, did it just happen? Okay, it just happened.
So iGold will happen or happened on the April 18th. Ozzy's out there from Illinois, so that gave me the spark to go over there and take a look at it. I don't know how to say that one, so 17 is what I'm calling you.
Let's see, so interactive content, I think that one's a big plus, super fun.
We have to normalize the concept of firearms and Second Amendment. Why not be creative, have fun with it? All right, next, community building. Build a community around your content. Building a community around your content is essential for fostering engagement and advocacy. Consider creating forums, Discord servers, or membership platforms where like-minded individuals can connect, share resources, and discuss Second Amendment issues in a supportive environment. I'm all about that, except for the Discord, of course. Discord sucks butts. So try out Gilded, which is essentially the same mechanics of Discord, but without all the hateful losers and fear. I'm going to drink some water here. Let's see. So the last one from ChappieGP. Compliance ethics. Given the sensitive nature of the topic, it's crucial to prioritize safety and compliance. Given the sensitive nature of the topic, it's crucial to prioritize safety, compliance with relevant laws and regulations, and ethical considerations in all content creation efforts, emphasizing responsible firearms ownership, safety protocols, and adherence to legal requirements helps promote a positive and constructive dialogue around the Second Amendment. Well, first I would smack the robot or push it over like they push over them robots in the Boston Dynamics commercials. But yeah, I guess it's technically accurate because it's a robot, but I'd be like, bad robot, because that's bullshit. It's conflating guns and their issues with gun safety and some bullshit idea that every time we talk about guns, we have to qualify it with like, but we're safe about it. You don't ever anybody talk about their car and go, but I drive the speed limit. So whatever, but it's a robot. It's trying to be social, what's politically correct, I guess. Anyway, it finalizes or it finishes up with, by leveraging these options and strategies, content creators can effectively navigate the landscape of Second Amendment content creation technology while promoting education, advocacy, and responsible gun ownership. They always try to throw in there that bullshit, responsible gun ownership bullshit, as if gun owners need to be reminded constantly not to be reckless. Fucking hate that condescending bullshit, but whatever. ChatGPT can make mistakes. It easily says this. ChatGPT can make mistakes. Consider checking important information. So all these robots are confidently wrong constantly. So they're adding these qualifiers, it looks like, to let people know, like, hey, our robots think they're right and they will act like they're right, but they're not always right. So next we're going to get to Microsoft. So if you can, I know I put a lot of editorial in there, but the goal here is, one of the goals is to get through this topic, but also to see how the different robots approached it and gave us, you know, their confident answers here. So that's ChatGPT, kind of the, it's not the oldest, but I consider it, well, I'm not going to give my editorial. We'll move on to the next one, Copilot. It used to be called like Bard a minute ago. Or wait, was this one Gemini a minute ago? No, this one was Bard 5 minutes ago. No, wait, what was this one called? Where did I put it? What did I call it? I called it Bing. No, I don't know what happened. Stupid Microsoft. Okay, it used to be called something else. Now it's called Copilot, whatever. It would be cool to have a conversation about how these robots are evolving, because it's not happening slowly, and it's happened since last year. So this is certainly fascinating technology. So Microsoft Copilot starts off with certainly answering that question. Let's go back and address the question again. Acting as an expert in modern content creation, elaborate on the options and strategies for Second Amendment content creation technology. I'm not saying it's a great question, but robots can answer weird questions. Certainly. As an expert in modern content creation, let's delve into the fascinating world of Second Amendment content creation technology. The intersection of technology and the Second Amendment presents both opportunities and challenges. All right, we're playing a commercial, and I'll drink some of this water. Drop a bunch of stuff off the table. I'm basically doing the show in the dark now. Is my internet dying? It looks like my internet's dying also. So yeah, let's definitely go to a commercial here. Thanks to our friend Foss for hooking us up with these.
Sir, why are you in Barry's fishing net?
He ran right into it.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty apes.
First off, that is incredibly rude. You ran straight into Barry's fishing net.
It's ruined.
How is Barry gonna fish now?
I'm just trying to find some patches and some stickers.
Well, all you have to do is go to gearwebsites.com and you can find 2A related stickers and patches. And even if you need web consulting, technology consulting, 3D printing, anything like that, gearwebsites.com. Now please get out of the net.
I'm sorry, jerk.
All right, so thanks again to Foss for hooking us up with cool commercials for the store. If you want to grab stuff from the store, it's going to get even better, because while the Patreons do help us spend time on this stuff, I can't call this my full-time gig anymore. So definitely check out the store if you're interested in cool crap, because it's rocking. All right, so Copilot says, certainly, as an expert in modern content creation, let's delve into the fascinating world of Second Amendment content creation technology. The intersection of technology and the Second Amendment presents both opportunities and challenges. Here are some of the key considerations. Deep fakes and synthetic media. Deep fakes are AI-generated content that convincingly imitates real people, including elected leaders and public figures. This can be audio recordings, images, or videos. Challenges. Deepfakes can deceive the public, especially during elections. They spread misinformation and undermine the democratic process. Strategies. Regulation. Policymakers must address the use of deepfakes in elections. Legislation can help prevent their misuse. Media literacy, educating the public about deepfakes, how to identify them is critical. Fact-checking tools, develop tools that detect and verify manipulated content. Ethical AI, encourage responsible AI development to prevent malicious use. Whew. See how they're different? This is Microsoft. That was the same question. This is part two. I guess I should have said there are four parts to its answer here. Part two is online gun sales and tech. Background. Online platforms facilitate private party gun sales. However, this raises concerns about safety and background checks. Challenges. Ensuring responsible gun sales while respecting the Second Amendment rights. Strategies. Regulation. Proposals to regulate online gun sales by private parties can enhance safety. Well, these are robots. We can either get all mad or we can reprogram the robots, right? Background checks. Implement robust background checks for online transactions. Oh my goodness. Tech solutions. Explore AI-based tools for verifying buyer's eligibility. Oh, isn't that nice? This Microsoft robot wants us to use Microsoft robots to determine if we're good humans or not. Oh my goodness. So are they vastly different answers? You be the judge. The second part is online gun. The third part is content creation for advocacy. Platforms utilize social media, blogs, podcasts, and video channels to advocate for Second Amendment rights. visual content, create compelling graphics, infographics, and videos to explain complex legal issues. Engagement, encourage user-generated content and engage with the community. Legal accuracy, ensure that content accurately reflects legal interpretations and precedents. What the fuck? So that's weird. It's essentially, again, it's Microsoft's robot is looking at as much of the internet as it can, turning it into a blender, you know, throwing it into a blender, and then thinking of it all as words that connect to each other. And it doesn't care what they say. It just knows that words connect to each other. And then when you ask it a question, it somehow uses some sort of logarithm to go in there and say, well, most of the time people would answer with this word, and then they'd use this word, and then they'd use this word, and then they'd use this word. And it doesn't think about the final answer. It just does that. It just makes the puzzle. It doesn't think about the puzzle. It just says, well, this piece fits with this piece, and this piece fits with this piece. And then it sees the picture at the end, and it doesn't know what the picture is. So these AIs don't have an opinion. They're just trying to create an answer out of the existing stuff. And you can tell this is a bunch of weird shit. So I'll keep going. And let's see, that was it, I just did three. I'm sure that, yeah. Next we'll do skill development, the last of Microsoft's Copilot's answer. Skill development, mastering the craft. Continuously improve your skills in content creation. Understand the nuances of the Second Amendment and its historical context. Collaboration. Network with other content creators, legal experts, and activists. Ethics. Uphold ethical standards in your content, especially when discussing sensitive topics. Wow. So, again, that's why anybody who would go to one of these and go, oh, I know everything about robots on the internet. Like, no, you don't. If we ask this question slightly different, it would give us a different answer, of course. But I think there's also something here to see between this one and the first one. This ChatGPT isn't connected to the internet, but it's not new. It's like way more than a teenager. This one is like a little kid still. Microsoft's, they have a lot of tech, but their robot ain't smart yet. So its answer in a lot of ways is like a ChatGPT answer last year. Interesting. But anyway, I'll finish it off with it says, remember that this is Microsoft Copilot's end of its answer. Remember that while technology empowers content creators, it also demands responsibility. Balancing free expression with the need to prevent harm is essential in the digital age. And then it puts up a microphone emoji, a magnifying glass emoji, and a camera emoji. For further exploration, you might find the Brennan Center's report on regulating AI deepfakes and synthetic media in the political arena insightful. It delves into the challenges posed by manipulated content and proposes ways to safeguard democratic process. Feel free to explore these strategies and adapt them to your unique content. Well, I'm adapting them for sure, but I don't think I'm going to explore Microsoft Copilot's weird ass answer very much. So that's Microsoft Copilot's weird ass answer. As a sort of a palate cleanser, I'm going to play another commercial, which will also give me a chance to work on some of that water and clear my throat. Thanks again to Voss for making these videos, these commercials for us.
Captain, a vessel approaching.
On screen.
We're being hailed.
Every weekend over at gearwebsites.com, our online store, we have free Patch Friday. And that means that every order placed on our store on Fridays is going to include at least one free patch. So that's every order. No coupons, no minimum order, no codes needed. You place the order on Friday, and when it arrives to you, it's going to have at least one free patch. Your support means a lot to us, and financial support is critical. So thanks again to the people who keep us online through purchases at gearwebsites.com.
All right, thanks again, and let's see. So again, if you're going to be going to, or if you're looking for something interesting to do, check out our store. We're doing a lot of live stuff on the store now. So it's actually pretty fun over there. And it's killing bills. Like, holy moly, is it killing bills? So thanks to all the people who buy stuff over there, killing bills. All right, so Google Gemini. And this one is the one that I have least experience with, I guess. I use ChatGPT probably the most. But you saw the big difference between ChatGPT and Microsoft. Now let's see what Google's Gemini has to say. And I'll read the question again. The question I asked all of them, same question is, acting as an expert in modern content creation, elaborate on the options and strategies for Second Amendment content creation technology. So not just content creation, but like specifically the technology for content creation, right? So Google Gemini says, Second Amendment content creation technology, digital tools for a complex issue. The Second Amendment is a hotly debated topic in the U.S. As a modern content creation expert, I can't offer legal advice, but I can explore some technological options and strategies for creating engaging and informative content. It gives us three sections here. The first one is platforms and formats. Then we'll go to strategies for content creation. And then some additional considerations, and then it'll gives us a couple of paragraphs at the end there. So the first one's platforms and formats. Video. YouTube is a great platform for explainer videos, historical breakdowns of the Second Amendment, or interviews with experts. Consider animation for a broader audience. You doing okay, puppy?
Yes.
Doing okay? He's all right. All right, sorry about that. So video, YouTube is a great platform for explainer videos, historical breakdowns of the Second Amendment, or interviews with experts. Consider animation for a broader audience or live streams for a more interactive experience. Next, podcast. In-depth discussions with legal scholars, gun safety advocates, or responsible gun owners can foster nuanced understanding, offer different viewpoints for balanced approach. Social media. Utilize infographics, short educational clips, or polls on platforms like Instagram or Twitter to spark conversation. Be mindful of sensitive content and promote respectful dialogue. The last one here is blogs and articles, detailed articles exploring legal aspects, historical context, or responsible gun. Now, a lot of people will say, isn't this the job of the puppy co-host to stop this from happening? Yeah, it is. It's his job. But does he ever do his job? No. We still get disconnected all the time. So now we're on the other kind of internet. I guess I should probably just run this internet at the beginning of every show. Now, a lot of people will say, sure, the puppy co-host was supposed to have made sure this didn't happen. So he's going to get a whooping. Look, whether or not this puppy co-host gets a whooping because of this is a whole different thing. Maybe we can make that a poll. If the puppy should get a whooping or a piece of cheese. I feel like let's just move on with the show. All right. So I forgot where we were. All the chaos of what was going on there. If people are watching this, though, and without the interruptions, you can deal with the interruptions because this is real. This ain't some bullshit thing where I get like fancy internet because I can pay for it. Still killing those bills, so I'm dealing with my internets. I have the AT&T that cost me $100, and I kind of want to get rid of it because my other phone is $40. But the AT&T is what we're running on right now, so I kind of can't get rid of it until I get a better home internet. But thanks to Gizzard for the modem, we are going, I think we're doing faster than we were before, but I think these interruptions are because of the cord, my tube between the house and the pole is 20 something years old. Come on, crying out loud. No tube can last that long. So right now we're on the Wi-Fi's. All right. Well, so we're getting into strategies for content creation is the second of the points from, this was from Google Gemini. And I guess I was trying to say there, I think when we got cut off is, I hope people that are listening to this can understand why I thought it was interesting to lay these down next to each other, because they are so different from each other. Like they come up with such vastly different approaches to the same question. All right, so the second one is, or the next one is strategies for content creation. Focus on education. Provide clear explanations of the Second Amendment, its interpretations, and relevant Supreme Court cases. Multiple perspectives. Include viewpoints from gun rights activists, gun safety organizations, and law enforcement officials for well-rounded discussion. That's weird. I'll try not to editorialize so much in the middle of them, though. Data and statistics. Utilize data on gun violence, accidents, and responsible ownership to back up claims and foster informed debate. Human stories, feature stories of responsible gun owners, safety instructors, or those impacted by gun violence to connect with audiences on an emotional level. Fact checking and accuracy. Ensure all information is accurate and sourced from credible outlets. Then the last one from Google is additional considerations. Target audience. Tailor content for specific demographics, hunters, target shooters, self-defense advocates, to be most impactful. Visuals. Use high-quality images, videos, and graphics to enhance content and user engagement. Promote responsibility. Be mindful of promoting violence or glorifying firearms. Focus on responsible ownership and safety practices. What the fuck, Google? Remember, the Second Amendment is a complex issue. By using these tools and strategies to create informative and balanced content, you can contribute to a more civil and productive conversation. It's also important to consider the potential for misuse of this technology. For example, some creators might use it to spread misinformation or promote violence. It's up to responsible content creators to ensure their work is accurate and promotes respectful dialogue. Well, fuck you, robot. Google, you suck. So it was really good. I kind of thought that was almost better than ChatGPT, and still it started turning into a Nazi nanny bullshit at the end there. So fuck them and their engaging in violence. What the fuck? That was lame. So that's frustrating again. It's not like Google hates guns. Google's robot chopped up the whole internet into Blender and gave us that spaghetti of answer there, and it was pretty decent actually. I thought it was pretty, what's the word, like it was pretty inclusive of a bunch of different shit. Like it was really, really doing a lot of getting a lot of angles on this. I really liked it until that end there. A couple of things, dig in. I was trying not to editorialize, but then I couldn't help myself with this whole violence bullshit. Be mindful of promoting violence. What the F? Like, where do they even get that? Obviously, it's from the manipulation of the other side, where they suggest they're conflating violence and gun ownership, and it's obviously working enough that these dumb robots are picking up. But aside from that, let's see, there was this one, tailor content for specific demographics, hunters, target shooters, self-defense advocates to be most impactful. Yeah, if we were talking about gun content, perfect. Yeah, of course. We're talking about Second Amendment content? No, what the hell? So this either tells me they're not tuned into what we're trying to talk about here, or it could be super savvy. Like, obviously, we know that hunters don't give a shit about the Second Amendment. We know that target shooters don't give a shit about the Second Amendment. And we know that self-defense advocates barely give a shit about the Second Amendment, only as it refers to their right to carry around a gun. But none of these people actually give a shit about each other. Once we care about each other and the other side, then all of a sudden we actually care about the Second Amendment. So a big reach, but although it needs to be done, there would be more in this list, I think, if it was actually being insightful. I think instead it's regurgitating gun content strategy here. And that's frustrating. It's one of the things that's hard to pick up and understand the difference of. And some people don't give a shit about the difference, and some people certainly aren't going to... But, you know, focus on this angle. We know that. Let's see. So, I don't know. People are out here listening, and it says we got dozens of people listening. So, instead of being creepy and not saying anything, you could say something out there if you've got any opinions on this. This was certainly no lecture or anything. None of this should be taken as the answer or even good answers. Some of it was had slices of really good stuff. And this gives you some idea of how I'll usually go around trying to come up with taking a slice from here, taking a slice from here, and taking a slice from here, putting it together and saying, you know, does that even resemble what we're trying to get accomplished here? And sometimes it doesn't. You know, sometimes the result of asking the robots a question, and I'll usually ask the question a couple of different ways. If I see the answers come out like this, where they're different enough from each other that they're not making something that I want, they're just all going in different directions, you know? Sometimes that's interesting. Sometimes one of those directions is worth, you know, pursuing, but I'll often just ask the question again differently to be more specific, or to ask in a way that isn't as vague in one area. Maybe I'll say something like Second Amendment, not general guns, you know, or something like that, if they keep going into general gun areas. But eventually you get down to where you get three answers that are close enough to the same direction that they're useful. And then you grab, you know, maybe a paragraph or a topic from one, another element from another one. And again, you put all that together in your notes and you look at it and go, does this even make sense? These are all good ideas and they're all kind of in the same realm, but, you know, are they coherent? Now let's, okay, so that's one way that I'll put the show together, and that's sort of what we're looking at here today, is the raw data, some of the basic elements that I would get when I'm going to put together a show. But let's take another look at these things, physically look at these things. So for people that aren't watching the screen, if you're on a podcast or whatever, I'm scrolling up and down on the screen here on the Substack post, which is gunwebsites.substack.com/p. probably for post, Second Amendment content creation technology. But just go to substack.gunwebsites or whatever, and you'll find the post. You don't have to write that URL down. But essentially, we're looking at this post on Substack in my account on Substack. And I've put the title of it, and then I put the question at the top here, you know, the question that I asked everybody. There's a link to the video that we're all watching here. And then below it are the answers. And the three robots not only answer differently, but they formatted the answer differently. And that's why I'm saying, if we look at the screen here, I literally copied and pasted. So the way that ChatGPT answered was with a paragraph and then literally five, six, seven, eight bullet points that are numbered bullet points. And then another paragraph and a sentence. So it answered essentially like you would maybe answer, you know, if you were writing something to someone, an email or a reply to someone in writing. Copilot, Microsoft's version, answered with a paragraph, three or four numbered sections, and each of the numbered sections had both bullet points and sub-bullet points. And they answered in a way where the each of the four sub or four categories, or the four key considerations, I guess they call them, were numbered and titled. Then they each had a challenge and a strategy, like a background, a challenge, and a strategy, or some kind of a point in the background and a strategy. Maybe not, but a couple of them had that. So anyway, it's definitely a different formatting for sure. And then it concluded with a couple of paragraphs and a sentence, and it used a bunch of emoticons, little images that show up as text. And, you know, that's, again, a use of the tech, use of the internet, use of using their answers with formatting. I should mention also, I didn't go in here and bold anything or underline anything. All of this formatting is either done or not done by the robots when they answer. And it's just another interesting way to see how different they are, how their brains are different, or how their logarithms are set up differently. Google's Gemini answered with a title, you know, with like, as if I was creating a paper or something, or, you know, it gave me a title, it gave me a paragraph, and then the three sections, which each had bullet points, and then a paragraph or two at the end. So again, they all physically gave us different answers, and I suppose I could tell it, you know, answer in a format with four paragraphs, or answer with less than 350 words or something like that, and it could do that. You know, they would each attempt that. But we're not getting a lot of feedback from anybody, even though I've asked for it a bunch of times, and we'll just, you know, leave this one to the people in the podcast then. Feel free to be part of this show by leaving some comments wherever you happen to find wherever you podcast from or you pull your podcast from. We encourage you to leave some feedback for us, those hearts or stars or thumbs or whatever the system has. We say that because there's so many different podcast platforms. We pump it out to Podbean, and then that pumps it out to iTunes and iHeartRadio and Google and Amazon and everybody. So if you want to be part of the show, you can, just in a kind of a time shift sort of way. You can always go to our YouTube channel or our Substack or even our Patreon and leave a question there, and we'll address it in a future show. But the idea here was to kind of illustrate a little bit about how one option, at least a way to create a show using the technology of AI, artificial intelligence, so that one, you use the technology that's available to us. Two, you get comfortable with it, so if you need it for something important, you've got it. Three, you're not scared of it, because there's nothing to be scared of. And you can see that while they're powerful robots, they're dependent on the information that's out there. And the ones that are the most stupid right now are the ones that are using the internet. The one that's the most, well, you can, I hesitate from saying which one's best. I act like I don't know. I like this one the best, I guess. But you can decide which one is best, or you can decide which answers you agree with the most. I think the ones that are connected to the internet, though, are least useful as far as answers, but that's because they're real time off the internet. And is that because the robots are wrong, or is it because the internet needs work? Again, if you think that the internet isn't adjustable, if you don't think we can manipulate the internet, come on, like, we can have that debate anytime, but we certainly interact with the internet. The internet is nothing more than a big body of water, and we can splash in there, and we can make ripples, and we can create wakes and tides and movements and stuff. So we definitely have the ability to control what's going on the internet. And this is some tech that I've had the debate a couple of times. I don't know if we need to try to put effort into this, but if you've got the interest and the point of view of being a pro rights person, I think there's definitely some validity to addressing this potential of training these robots. There's lots of different ways to do it, and, you know, whether or not the time is worth it with all the other things we got going on, I don't know. But again, kind of going off on a tangent there, the goal here was to show one way to create some content by using technology that's out there, but then showing the differences between those technologies. And you know, if you can follow me through all those different tangents, hopefully it was insightful or encouraging for you, or giving you some some motivation to try it out. And if you do, let us know how it came out. I'm guessing either we're having some kind of internet glitch, or once again, a week full of people that are just listening and not saying anything. So we're leaving it up to the podcasters to leave us some feedback. We'll see you next week with another focus on creating content that helps normalize guns, change the playing field on this constant evolution of conversation, and you know, get us beyond the points where we're stuck. And yeah, I'd like to be an interactive conversation. So we do that on Tuesday mornings. If you're able to show up, let me know. If this is a bad time, let me know. There's a couple of shows I like to watch, but I almost always miss them because of the time they go live. So if I'm doing this at a bad time, let me know. The reason I do it at this time, since you asked, was because on my list of things that I listen to or participate in each week, even, is the Grace Curley 2A Tuesday segment, which is hosted by Cape Gunworks out in Massachusetts. So I'm bringing up my subscriptions over here. We'll see if they are posted their if they have posted their show yet. Ghost is going live this afternoon or evening, depending on where you are. Ronnie Shotgun with Charlie has Meet the Pressers on. You could go check that out. I was just listening to somewhere in here. I was listening to this one, the Forge of Freedom, talking about the final rule. Super interesting. It's the best insight I've gotten so far on it. I think Forge of Freedom is the best of the lawyer channels.
Stealing a firearm, straw purchasing, reselling firearms in the black, all of which are already...
Look how slow my internet is. I'm using my computer or my phone internet right now. I should probably switch back to my other one here. I think my phone internet is okay if inside the house, but right now I'm inside the house. And you could tell the puppy co-host could care less about any of this. For people that are listening as a podcast, I don't have like a leaky butt. This is the puppy co-host is just completely asleep over here next to me, sleeping. I almost feel like he doesn't care at all about this show.
Parts of me feels like he doesn't care about this show at all. All right, I'm unconnecting from the wireless. There might be a slight glitch.
Captain, a vessel approaching.
On screen.
We're being hailed.
Every weekend over at gearwebsites.com, our online store, we have free Patch Friday. And that means that every order placed on our store on Fridays is going to include at least one free patch. So that's every order with no coupons, no minimum order, no codes needed. You place the order on Friday, and when it arrives to you, it's going to have at least one free patch. Your support means a lot to us, and financial support is critical. So thanks again to the people who keep us online through purchases at gearwebsites.com.
All right, so we've flipped over to the new internet, but I guess I'm not screen sharing anymore. I'm looking for... if Toby's got a show posted, I do not see one. So normally we host the show on Tuesday mornings because Cape Gunworks does their 2A Tuesday segment of Grace Curley's show on Tuesday afternoons. And I figured if I could, if I was going to do the show anyway, I would do it before there's a sort of opening act and so we could send people over. So I'm going to attempt to do that. It's not going to let me, but I'll show you what I was going to do. So let's say this is Toby's Sunday show.
that he does on the radio in Massachusetts. And I'll copy that URL and I'll go over to, I'll go over to the video that we're in right now, which is this one. And I will edit the video that we're in right now. No big deal. I'm just gonna flip this video over, take out the batteries, unscrew the bottom plate, and now we're looking at the guts up in there. And now we're gonna go to customization, and we're gonna go down to redirect. And you can do this to your own videos. Well, at least your live videos, I guess. And I'm gonna put that in there, but you see, because it's not a live video, it ain't gonna let us, which is stupid. So I need to find something live. I'll go back to Cape Gunworks just in case they've already posted it. Go to their lives, and nope, they have not. So we'll go back over. I'll never click on shorts. Never click on shorts. Click on subscriptions. We'll just look for something live. And it looks like the next live thing to come up is going to be Ghost. No, you know what we'll link to? We'll link to Walk the Talk America with Professor Imani from... Wow, is my internet going this long? It is. It's crapping out on me. Come on, man. I flipped it back to the good internet thinking it was the good internet.
So apparently people don't like the way I shoot my guns. It's completely understandable. But at the end of the day, these things are cool. I don't care what happens to it. All right? I can clean.
What the fuck? How do you block? Don't recommend this channel. What the fuck? Why am I even on this? I hate shorts. I hate YouTube shorts. They're horrible. I was trying to get to the Walk Talk America with Professor Yamane. So he's been doing the free class. Yesterday was day four. There's two more. Three more? I think day four and there's two more. Three more. Pretty interesting. Listened to a bunch of, I think, 50 to 100 people in a Zoom meeting. Listening to his essentially a neck down version of his course. Neck down? Bottles. Zoomed in, I don't know what to call it. A smaller version of his course. Oh, look at that. So there's another issue. This used to happen with other channels. These are channels that don't want to help themselves. These are channels that lock themselves out for some reason. I don't even know if this is a default. It might be a default, but this is a channel. Walk Talk America has their thing set up to restrict privileges so that you can't. You can't link to their show. So I'm going to try pasting that in here. Yeah, that didn't work. So I'll try highlighting that again. You have to copy it with your keyboard while it's highlighted, and then you can paste it. They're not going to know what that means, but it's a reminder to let somebody know. I'll let Ghost know. He talks to them. So you can't link to their show. So I can go back to my sub list. Probably link to Ghost then. Is there anybody else live? I could link to my own show, but I consider that to be lame. Oh, I could link to a team house. That'd be cool. Well, I could link to Bullets for Bucks, but he ain't got nothing listed. I'm not linking to a game chat. She Fires doesn't link her stuff up. Doesn't look like Foss has his. So I guess I'll link to Ghost. So you take the link, and then you go to your... Remember, we went to the edit video and then customization over on the left and then down to redirect. And we add a redirect. You can redirect to your own and make it real easy, but like I say, I consider that to be lame. So then we'll link to Ghost Show. And what'll happen is at the end of this show, it'll say, hey, thanks for watching. Do you want to link over to Ghost Show? And if it was like closer to, like if it was Toby's show, it would link you over there right now. His Ghost Show isn't until way later in the day. Let's see. So this was this show. I'm going to go ahead and add the playlist to this show since I'm in here editing it anyway. Anyway, so now you see how to connect your show to somebody else's show via YouTube if you were watching this on the screen, which a lot of people ain't. Because you're listening to this podcast, people listening to it on the screen ain't saying nothing still. So we're ending it now. So anyway, the reason I do it on Tuesdays is because of Toby's show. And if you'd like to, if you're listening to this in the future or something, and you'd like to watch it live, and we're just constantly doing it at a bad time, let me know. We're obviously not getting anybody showing up live, and I do not like just doing lecture series. So I'm not going to quit doing it, but I'll move it to a different time to get some interaction. It doesn't usually schedule the shows until the day of. Yeah, I think that's the smart way to do it, kind of. I wish there was a way to set it up and then not have it actually show up until the day of. Because I like doing them in batches. I could sit down and do like a year's worth of a show, you know, the general outline of the show, just so that they're done, you know, while you're listening to a movie or watching a movie or something. And then, you know, not have them go live. But a lot of people, you'll see people do this. They'll schedule a month's or 6 months worth of shows today. And now for the next 6 months, you don't know their shows are going live because the alert was today. And 6 months from now, when they actually go live, YouTube assumes you were already alerted. So it is a dumb glitch in the system for live. But whatever, something we got to deal with until they figure out a way to adapt to it. I don't think they are, though. It's been a while since this has all been going on. Anyway, hopefully this, thanks, Foss, for joining us, and thanks for the commercials. I'll play one of your commercials at the end here. This was interesting, hopefully, to people that have or have not yet used the robots. Like I say, I guarantee you the 21, let's see, let's go find out so I know currently. Richest people on planet Earth. In 2024. That's a good point. Let's not just ask. Richest people. Here's the Forbes list for top 200 people in 2024. Elon Musk is 20, or is 2. And then Bezos is 3. I didn't know those guys were all at the top. And then Michael Bloomberg, the 12th richest person on the planet. You don't think he's paying somebody to fuck with the AIs, to use the AIs against us? Holy shit, he's got more money than crap. And he just did that 2022 bipartisan Republican-backed gun control bullshit, which essentially pays him back. It's going to pay his organizations back with our taxpayer dollars. It's a massive scam. So you don't think he's using AI? So hopefully this inspires people that are even maybe contemplating thinking about AI to get on it. AI is so powerful. It's already being used to sell the shit out of shit to you. Like, I guarantee you don't even realize how often you're getting sold to with it, or with its assistance, I should say. The same way we master Photoshop, the same way we master live streaming, the same way we master cameras or microphones, if we don't also master AI,
Sir, why are you in Barry's fishing net?
He ran right into it.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty apes.
First off, that is incredibly rude. You ran straight into Barry's fishing net.
It's ruined.
How is Barry gonna fish now?
I'm just trying to find some patches and some stickers.
Well, all you have to do is go to gearwebsites.com and you can find 2A-related stickers and patches. And even if you need web consulting, technology consulting, 3D printing, anything like that, gearwebsites.com. Now, please get out of the net.
I'm sorry, jerk.